all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. If you order sports bras and then the website emails you that you'll get it promptly in 14 business days, that's all I need to know about you.
14 business days. They got to manufacture these things, man.
But I don't
They're handmade, all right? These are you know, they're this is handmade quality stuff here.
Doesn't that seem strange to, like, this is a major company, mm-hmm. and you're ordering sports bras, which I would think they have, you know, in storage. I don't think there's actually Smurfs or
You would think that there's gnomes. Inventory is what yeah. you're saying, right? Like, they don't shout it through a wall, through right. a hole in the wall, and then somebody goes, back, all right, get to work, boys! You know,
race like your back and
Was it Amazon? Did you get it
no.
through Amazon? See, sometimes I'll order something and it says I can have it in 24 hours and then I find out it's coming from China and right. I won't get it for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
That has happened.
No, this is directly from the like a reputable website. It blew my mind.
Mm.
I was like, 14 business. To me, I was like, so that I had to like calculate it in my head.
Right.
I'm like,
right. how many more gym days will I not to have this bra that I need?
I mean, I could cause serious injury to myself. Right. Am I going to have it by Christmas?
Right. Like, you're supposed to be running for training, right? You don't even know.
All I know is 2-day prime. So anytime you give me more than that, I just get confused.
right. You get baffled. You right. stand there unknowingly looking at the heavens going, why?
Right.
And why then is this befallen me?
And then you start debating in your head, like, do I cancel this order because it seems too long? And then I'm like, listen, I can wait for good sports bras.
You know, I did the same thing on a cooler yesterday. It's funny that you bring this up because so I ordered a cooler like a week ago and it everywhere on Amazon, Walmart, all that stuff, basically the same price, right? Within a dollar or two or whatever. But right. it was, you know, and it would have been there in 2-3 days. And I found it on this other webpage with a weird name where it used like 3 V's in Savvy.
Right.
And then I ordered it from there because it was like $20 cheaper. And then it said it wouldn't get here for 2 weeks. I have no receipt, no shipping notification, no nothing. Now I'm going to have to get the cooler overnighted because I need this thing before the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine. Yesterday, I found myself baffled in the same way. Like, what did happen? I know I put this on a credit card.
Where did this go?
Well, right now, your account is being hacked. That's right. what's
right.
happening.
Right. I've been checking and diligently looking it over, but so far, I see no indication of that or the cooler.
Mm.
So never trust a website with 3 V's, I guess. If you trust a website with 3 V's.
That seems fair.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yep.
If you're responsible for letting your dog get up on the roof of your house, not once, but twice, that's all I need to know about you.
This dog, though, is magic.
It looks so happy to be on the roof. It's like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Which
I haven't seen
this.
Right in Bridgeport.
Yeah, in Bridgeport. This dog, he keeps getting up on the roof, and they keep having to go rescue him.
Is this a really tall dog or a really short roof?
I don't know, but it looks like it's, honestly, they had to get the firefighters involved to get it down.
So again.
He's an adventure dog. Maybe he just likes the firefighters more than the house. He's just like, I want to stay with you guys.
He's been watching Paw Patrol too much. Right. He's like, listen. I could do this.
I'm going to be me. I could be me.
All right, you want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Funny how you convince yourself things are going to happen.
You're going to make this like you were going to win the lottery?
Oh, I thought for sure I was going to show up to jury duty this morning. I was going to walk into my pantsuit.
Right.
I was going to mean business, and they're going to be like, we need this woman
right.
to be our juror.
Thank God you are
she
here.
She has been assigned, and this is the juror that we need. She's going to be the foreman. She's going to be in charge of all the jurors.
Justice will be done today. Justice will be done swiftly and succinctly.
Didn't happen.
Right.
Star 99.9, I'm Anna, that's Raven. I've never been called for jury duty before in my life. I've talked about it at length. You've probably heard me talk about how I wanted to be on a jury so much.
I feel like we've crossed it over four or five times.
When I got that notice in the mail saying it's an honor and an obligation, I was so ready. And then, you know, we didn't really even have a show plan for today because
right.
I assumed that I wasn't going to be here.
We let it go.
Yeah.
Anna is so studious in all other ways, but for today, like, she was just like, nope, blinders on.
Gotta go to court.
She was more interested in what was happening next week yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I was an American. I had to do my thing. So yesterday, you have to call.
You say that like that supersedes every other obligation.
In my life,
I was an American. I had to do my thing.
Somebody's...
So that's it. Everything else was acceptable.
A listener sent me an email. They said, Anna, if you just tell them you have children under 16,
right.
you don't have to do it. And I just...
That feels un-American.
Why would I possibly tell them that?
Right. Don't be ridiculous.
I'm not going to tell them
I don't want to
get
home to my kids.
Right.
I have to serve my country.
Right.
So
right.
Then, it was the most disappointing thing because I call. It says you have to call after 5:30. I started calling at 4:20.
Right. I was going to say, you sent me a message at 4:57. And I'm like, well, how does she know already?
I started calling just in case it was up early. And sure enough, when I called the seventh time, a few minutes, every 2 minutes I would call.
Right, right.
They said that they was canceled. For today, for tomorrow, and for Friday. And
it's a message. You don't even get to talk to a person and go, are you sure?
You sure you don't need me?
Are you sure?
I'm sure?
I'm
ready. Get the case back on track.
Right. I allotted the space for it.
But I feared this. And you want to know why? I feel that lawyers and judges, they don't want to work with the long Labor Day weekend coming up.
Mm.
So they just figured, like, oh, we're not going to work the rest of this week. We don't need these jurors. It was a mistake.
I mean, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Most people have Friday or Monday.
Yeah, but you know lawyers. Like, if they could take 3 weeks off, they're going to take the 3 weeks off.
There's a funny thing about Anna. She comes up with these theories. She tells me all the time. Sometimes when the phone doesn't ring here on something, she goes, kids are busy. She tells me this thing. Like, she knows what they're doing today.
It's true.
All right. Lawyers wanted to get out of work, and lawyers unfortunately, they ruined your American lawyers dream.
Oh, no. They have houses in the Cape, and they have to get to the Cape early for Labor Day weekend, and they don't want me as a juror.
Right.
In the recording, the most fascinating thing that happened was that they said, we also will not be accepting walk-in volunteer jurors.
And I was like, who knew?
Whoa.
Who knew there were walk-ins?
Volunteer jurors?
You can just walk in?
So Tuesday, I'm not going to be here because I have to go volunteer to be a juror.
I mean, they make it sound like being an audience member at Jerry Springer or People's Court, right? Yeah. Like, you show up, you're going to get some free pizza.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
Don't
they serve lunch?
Just stare straight ahead and keep a blank look on your face.
Don't make any expressions.
Kind of the same thing in a court of law, I guess.
So it was disappointing, but maybe in 19 years when they call me the next time, it'll be all right.
Well, you know what? Next time you take a vacation day and you walk in, right? And you go, I'm here, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll take a sick day. I'll be like, guys, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I have to go to jury duty. They're like, oh, you got another notice? I'm like, nope. I am volunteering as an American.
Like a deli number. I've got my number, people. Mm-hmm.
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Amber with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Single Amber joining us. She's our millennial and kind of keeping us up to date on what it's like to be single. So I'm always curious, what do you think about The Bachelorette? Because I watched The Bachelor, I watched The Bachelorette, and my initial reaction is like, how do these people think it's real?
I know. It's funny because I always said to myself, if I'm still single when I'm 26, I'm trying out to be on The Bachelor.
How old
is
are you now?
Is that the age limit? You have to be 26?
No, but like, it usually ends in like an engagement. Not saying I'd win, but I'm 24. I'm not ready to be engaged. So I feel like 26 for me, I'd be like a little bit ready.
26, the clock is up, Anna. If she hasn't found somebody by then, I mean, I've heard this amongst friends. They'll make a pact. Well, if we're both still single when we're 40, we'll just marry each other.
Yeah.
But this is, at 26, it's like time for you to do something.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked that age, but like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm 24, maybe I need like one more year to have fun and then actually be serious.
Wait, you should 100% just apply now. I feel like, because it might take a couple of years for them to pick
you. I know, and they never really pick you right away. So I like looked at the application process and like, I'm considering doing it.
Wait, hold on. Can we discuss the application process?
Isn't this how it works? Like you go and you don't make it and then you end up being the next one. Isn't that really the formula at this point?
Yeah, usually people
you're on The Bachelor and you don't get the
selected,
guy and then you end up The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with The Bachelor. If you don't get The Bachelorette, you end up The Bachelor on the next season.
Not always, but definitely. But I'm saying just to enter, because it takes years for them to like finally get around, like, oh, Single Amber, here she is again.
Still single. Right.
Yeah. We'll take her now.
Pull her name in.
Yeah.
Do you guys not think that you can fall in love with a television audience watching?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be really hard, but everyone's always crying.
Right.
So, like, it must be real in some aspects.
I think what you're discounting, guys, is that you're put in a fantasy situation. You're in this beautiful home. You have these wonderful dates. These things that would never happen in rapid succession in real life.
Because then once it's over, it's like, well, you're not going to go on like a dream date.
You're not going to live in the fantasy school.
Yeah.
Unless you get married and you guys parlay that 15 minutes of fame into something else, which is, of course, why these people drag these things
out. It always ends like that. Like this last season of The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
It's hard to say.
The guy who ended up winning only went on there to like pursue his country music career,
right.
had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Right.
They were engaged, and, like, towards the end, she didn't know, and then when it all came out, like, they broke up.
And now the runner-up is hanging out with Gigi Hadid.
And he was at the after-party of the VMAs with her, with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like,
man, you
got to
get them abs rock hard, guys.
Yeah.
Rock hard abs, guys.
All right, I am on the Warner Brothers website right now, and I'm looking at the casting for The Bachelor, and I have the questionnaire here. How would you answer this? Do you have a nickname? Where does it come from?
My friends call me Burr. Because it's Amber, and I just, I guess, flowed like that.
And you get cold a lot?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's convenient.
I think it has to be sexier. It's just me. I'm a producer in the room. I want the juice. I want something that's going to be like, okay, that's a hook.
Have you ever been arrested, charged, or convicted of any kind of crime?
No.
Well, that's good.
Boring.
Not yet.
Next.
Yeah. Should I do that just so I could write it?
I got a couple stories I can loan you.
Yeah. Have you ever had a temporary restraining order issued against you or someone...
No.
That's good.
Almost. But not the full thing.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, they
Fair.
Have pulled contestants for that before when they've lied on that. I know that for
But they
fact.
Like the juicy things. So sometimes I feel like these answers are trick questions.
Right. Like if you got arrested for lewd behavior and it was on spring break, nobody's going to frown upon that. If you got arrested on Compo Beach for lewd behavior, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Why would you want to find your spouse on our TV show? Valid question.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
That is a good question.
I don't... It's something different. Everyone in the state is the same for me.
Oh, that's good. You're looking for people from different walks of life.
Yeah.
Let me help you write this a little bit,
all
right?
Mm-hmm. I need you guys to spice it up.
Can we fill this out for you?
Oh, that would
be
the
best. Oh, my
God. Yes, can you? I know. Do you have any special talents? We're going to need to know that to fill in that question because we can't make them up for you because then you're going to have to learn how to tightrope walk and that might take you a long time.
Well, please tell me you can juggle or do something cool with a kazoo.
Yeah.
No, but maybe we should practice so I can.
I think we need to work on this and then next week we will... check in with you and make sure you're cool with the answers.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It'll be revealed.
I
next week, we will launch this campaign to get single Amber on The Bachelor. Today's my daughter's first day back at school. I know a lot of kids already went back this week.
Yeah. Busy times. If they're not back today, then they got to be back on Tuesday, right? I would imagine. No more delays.
Yeah, no. They're back. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. But there is one major difference this year that I am noticing all over Facebook. It's the end of an era.
What's
and
that?
I'm happy to see it. No more signs.
What?
I would say.
No more chalk filled out signs with the first day and fun facts about them?
When I grow up, I'm going to be an actress. Third grade, Miss Smith. I enjoy applesauce.
Wow, you're really.
Because I have an intense jealousy.
I mean, as a mom, you got a little bit nasty on that one.
Here's the thing.
To be real.
I have an intense jealousy of mothers and fathers that are so organized that on the first day of school, those children have these perfectly made Etsy signs.
They look so good, and the outfit looks great. Although, did you see that photo of that little girl that went viral that went to school like at an academy and came back? She looked like she got hit by a truck.
No.
That was hilarious.
What?
Yeah, Google that. It's fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Little girl frazzled. Google
okay.
that.
All right.
But you send them on. I mean, you never get to see that day. So you never get to have that morning. So I understand you're jealous.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of jealousy. I thought that I was going to have jury duty today.
Right.
So that I would be able to be there for the first day of school. And my daughter was kind of excited for it. So I was kind of disappointed, too, that I wasn't going
to
be there.
I totally told you to skip school today. To skip class.
You told me that. How am I going to lie to our bosses and say I have
so
jury duty?
So easy to have a wonderful moment with your daughter.
I don't lie. I do not lie.
Terrible choice.
Anyway, a lot of these signs are disappearing, and it makes me feel better because, like, just take a picture of your kid.
Right.
You know?
Rest of the world, don't do something awesome because I can't take part. I want to make sure that I'm understanding that correctly because I think I'm getting that fully.
My favorite part of today is that my husband tries so hard. So he literally will take, a Bic pen.
Right.
And he will write on a piece of paper, fifth grade,
right,
and then today's date,
right,
and then she'll just stand there and hold it, and she'll look miserable, and it, like, everybody's got these, like, produced signs.
I mean, he's actually capturing the moment, but there's no flavor to it whatsoever. It's like a police evidence photo.
Right. It looks like a
CSI.
Mugshot.
Just holding it up.
This is like Exhibit 72. It's next to, like, a bullet casing, but no, that's how he's doing the fifth
side
grade
photo,
presentation.
Please.
So I love
profile.
It.
Last year, he put the wrong date. I'm like, what? I don't know. What are you talking about?
I mean, you have time to get him ready. Can't you prepare the sign beforehand and tell him to pose the photo? I mean, I've seen your holiday photos.
I'm a hot mess when it comes to this. I can't get it together. Last night, I was scrambling to get all her summer work together.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a tough time of year for you.
It's busy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at one right now. This falls under the 30% of people still making signs.
Okay.
About me. I am 7 years old.
Yep.
I do not like thunder. Oh, no. Well, that's kind of sad.
Neither does my dog, Baxter.
My favorite movie, Toy Story 4. My favorite color. It's your first day of school.
Right. Why is that all in there? I mean, and not for nothing, signs. Let's scan these photos and use this as to hack people's accounts.
Did they make this? Did this parent make this? Like, with they went to Michael's and they bought the materials, or did they just go to Etsy and buy it?
It's a lot of time on their hands.
It's like one of those things where you got to fill out the test. Like, a kid knows he's going back to school because he's got to work for a half hour on the sign.
Exactly. Tell them what you like. Tell them your favorite color. You
only use a number 2 pencil.
Right.
Right. Make sure you fill in that bubble completely.
This mom has three sons.
God, I hate tests.
They each have their own individualized signs. This must have taken her all summer long.
She has been waiting.
Wow. He wants to be a professional baseball player. Well, that's nice.
You are a hater.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Drew.
It comes from a place of pure jealousy of people that are organized that can do this.
Yeah, you know, I just want to take stock of what's going on in here, because a lot of people think I'm the bad guy.
Right.
Anna is tearing on family signs, and then you just told the kid he'd never be a professional ball player.
Listen,
Christian.
I'm not saying he's never going to.
What's wrong with both of you?
I'm just saying shoot for something more realistic.
Here, Mom, don't do anything crafty with your family that makes me feel bad about myself. And here, kid, your dreams are crushed.
Hey, play T-ball first.
I have never agreed with this little girl. Her first day of third grade is today, but her favorite food is dessert. Me too. Yes.
So that sign you support, right? That one you're with?
Have a great day, Bella.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Ellen and Jerry joining us this morning. Ellen, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband is ticked off at me because I want our twins to stay in band. They've done band for 3 years, and I give them a little reward for doing that. My husband says that I shouldn't be giving them a reward, and I believe the word he used is obnoxious.
So wait a minute, band at school is what you're talking about, right? They've been in band at school for 3 years now, and you want them to continue on. So this must be going into high school?
They're in high school, and you know what? They're really good at it also. Trumpet and clarinet's going to look great on their college applications. Mm. Keep them out of trouble.
So Jared, what's the problem?
Look, you know, I don't want people thinking that I'm against band or against extracurricular activities. I'm against bribing kids to do what they should be doing. Somehow, somewhere along the way, we got in this whole mindset that kids get rewarded for things they should be doing.
So what is the reward? We talking dinner out, day to skip school? What are we talking about here?
She wants to give them $500 a year to stay in band. Not that much.
$500. I'll learn how to play the trombone right now.
This is something you've already been doing? You've been paying them $500?
Well, yeah, but it's a whole year, and they put a lot of work into it. So, you know, it's about $40 a month, and if they were doing any chore, that would only be $10 a week. That's what it breaks down to, and it's not very big a deal.
Well, I mean, unless they're like amazing players or soloists or something like that, I'm not exactly sure how good band actually looks on your college application anymore at this point. I'm not sure if it's $500 value, but maybe it is.
And what do the kids think about this? Do they even enjoy it? What do they want to do?
Well, they never really wanted to play in band.
Okay. So they did. Right.
I want them.
Right. So they've been out of band mentally. They've been out of band for at least 2 years.
All right. What we do is we put it into a vote, and if you guys are cool with it, Ellen, we could ask our audience if they agree with you. It's $500. It's something you feel passionately about. You want them to keep doing it. And a little bribe, it's not going to hurt. But they may see Jared's side, too. You can't bribe kids to do activities they don't want to do. It's just not good for them. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I'm extremely curious as to what they would have to say. Absolutely.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Jared calls it bribing their kids. Ellen, I think more she should focus on it being a reward for doing well in an extracurricular activity.
You know, I just want to be these kids' agent, all right? 10%. That's what I'm talking about.
She pays their twins $500 each a year to stay in band because they want to quit. That's the deal they've come up on. Dad says it's ridiculous. She says, you know what? Like, it keeps them going. It shows them responsibility. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. No bribing the kid.
I mean, but Trumpet is really going to make sure that that kid gets, put into the space program, all right, or presidential program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But it does teach that if you work hard at something, you do get rewarded. And that's why we go to work, right?
Is anybody paying attention to make sure they're actually working hard? Because I had some band classes early on where I was just banging my saxophone against the chair. And that's an actual physical thing, not a metaphor for something going through puberty.
I don't necessarily think that rewarding a child for doing something over and beyond their schoolwork is a bad thing.
Well, that caller believed that you are evil.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court star. Jared thinks it is obnoxious and kind of crazy that his wife Ellen pays their twin boys to pays them $500 a year to stay in band.
Yeah. I mean, whether he thinks it's obnoxious, he knows it's expensive.
Right. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Ellen says it's after school activity. She thinks it's important for them and she wants them to stay in there. And what's the big deal? She's rewarding them for working hard in something that they don't have to do.
Yeah, but they don't like it. That should be noted, too.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the dad's side. $1,000 a year. They have two kids. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, $1,000. All right. I'm going to go out and spend that money today. If I can get her to say no on that as a guy, I'm going and buying a television.
At least you get better use out of it. At least everybody will enjoy the television.
Maybe a crossbow.
Okay.
Or a new computer.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the father's side. Unfortunately, he is 100% right. I made the same mistakes that she's making. Let them do what they want to do in life.
Well, hold on. What did you pay your children to do? I'm curious.
Just to get good grades and do the right thing, you know, and you think you're doing the right thing and push them, I'll do this, and you want them to do it, and then it makes you feel good, and you think it's going to make them feel good, but it doesn't. My daughter's
graduating
this year, and you know what? I'm letting her choose her fate, what she wants to do. I set myself back just a little bit, and I said to myself, I have to let her grow. Otherwise, she's going to go out in the world, and they're like, Mom.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is a good point.
Thank you.
If you start paying me for all sorts of random things, I'm going to want to get paid for everything. Taking out the trash, $3. All right. Mm-hmm. Making my bed, $5. All right. You paid me 50 last time I got A's. Well, I got A's twice in a row now. That means $75.
I think there's ways you could go about it responsibly. I have to be honest.
Mom, you're broke this week? There's a vig on that 15%.
If I don't have cash in my pocket, I know that Hayden will, my 10-year-old, and I will borrow from her with interest.
Well, I accept Venmo.
Oh, okay. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on husband's side with this one. I don't think you should bribe a child to do what they should be doing.
But they don't need to be doing band, especially if they don't like it. They have to go to school. That's a different story. You don't pay your kids to go to school.
Yeah, you can't bribe them with that.
I just think if they don't want to do it and you want to teach them responsibility and being committed to it after school in addition to their schoolwork, I don't know if I see something wrong with that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jared, our audience agreed with you. Bribing your kids to stay in band is just not cool, and it's not teaching them anything.
I think you got lucky the fact that they never came back for a renegotiation if this has been going on for a couple of years.
Yes. Well, that's
I mean, anything that they do for college, they should probably take an interest in themselves naturally, knowing that it'll either benefit them or they truly enjoy it, instead of like, hey, how much money is mom going to pay me for this one?
Yes, exactly.
Well, but that's why you take a job, though.
Sometimes it is, but it's not the only reason.
But this isn't a job. This is something they're supposed to be enjoying.
Well, thank you for joining us. And if you have an issue, you can send us an email too. couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Vicky, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Good luck.
Okay.
All right. So here's how it works, Vicky. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can, and then I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we'll give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. How's that sound?
Awesome.
Okay. Question number 1. The late Gloria Vanderbilt's $50 million New York City mansion is for sale. Who is her famous son that is a CNN anchor?
Anderson Cooper.
Number 2, Ryan Reynolds and his famous wife are expecting baby number 3. Who is his wife?
Blake Lively.
Number 3, Leslie Jones is leaving SNL. What 2016 movie did she join an all-female cast that battles the paranormal?
Ghostbusters.
Number four, Demi Lovato has joined the last season of this show that stars Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick.
Will and Grace.
And number five, Disney Plus will launch November 12th. It's a streaming service that will give customers access to the Disney library. What current streaming service has the most subscribers?
Netflix.
Great job, Vicky. Let me bring Raven in.
Raven!
Yo.
Vicky got all five.
Wow, that's impressive. Let's see how I do.
Okay, you just got to mess up on one. Number one.
Thanks for the reminder.
The Lake Gloria Vanderbilt $50 million New York City mansion is for sale. Who is her famous son that is a CNN anchor?
It's Anderson Cooper.
That's right. Number two, Ryan Reynolds and his famous wife expecting baby number three. Who is his wife?
Come on, you're a Crime Stopper. You know I love Blake Lively. She's a great actress.
Okay. All right, you need all of these to tie, Vicky. Number three, Leslie Jones is leaving SNL. What 2016 movie did she join an all-female cast that battles the paranormal?
Ghostbusters.
Ah, number four, Demi Lovato has joined the last season of this show that stars Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick.
Will and Grace, come on. You know I love Demi. I'm rooting for you, girl.
All right, you need this last one to tie. Disney Plus will launch November 12th. It's a streaming service that will give customers access to the Disney library.
Okay.
What current streaming service has the most subscribers?
Ooh. I would guess. I mean, I only have to guess because there are some big ones here. I just have to say Netflix.
Netflix is right, Vicky.
All right.
Here's the thing. It's a tie, so technically it's still a Raven win. But because you got all five, we're going to give you a $50 gift card to Little Pub. Sound good?
Pretty generous.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to have another shot for you to beat Christian because Raven is off tomorrow. So make sure you get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
You want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Everybody, buckle in. Okay, get in.
Okay.
Put your buckle in, ready?
All right.
Because we are going on a roller coaster.
Oh, my God!
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The Farmer's Almanac is predicting a roller coaster winter, and everyone is talking about it, and I'm not really 100% sure why.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I feel like they made up that polar vortex thing just a couple of years ago, and now all of a sudden it's going to be polar coasters?
Yeah, I think the reason why they do this is to incite fear and start chaos, and then you start panicking about what's going to be happening in the winter, because they're saying that this winter is going to be colder than usual.
Okay.
Now, right. I always wonder, like, where do the Farmer's Almanac get their resources? Like, do they just have a bunch of farmers that sit in a circle?
Farmers Council.
Right. Right. Yeah. They've been talking to farmers for many years.
The Farmer High Table.
I feel like the book has been out for a long time. Do they update it or do they just be like, all right.
They predict 16 months ahead. And do you know what I was curious about? I'm like, how much do they charge for the Farmer's Almanac?
Yeah. Yes. It's big bucks, I think, isn't it? It's like $30.
$6.99.
After all these years.
And they like break it down by week what the weather's going to be like, which is pretty like, I mean, I don't think it's very accurate. So it's kind of like I just wrote a book about predicting weather and then I sold it for $6.99. I'd call it the Anna's Almanac.
Right. $6.99, though. Now that explains where those ethanol subsidies have been going, right? Yeah. Not bad, huh?
They're saying, though, that our summer right now, though, is going to extend longer than we think.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The polar coaster,
right.
Which what that means is that temperatures
the most fun ride.
Are going to drop and increase throughout the winter months. So they're going to go up and then they're going to go down.
Oh, you see what I did there?
Go
There's
up.
A roller coaster in the background.
And then they're going to go down.
Right.
But it gets a little bit stranger than that.
Okay.
The Farmer's Almanac then continues to say that there's going to be, wait for it. A suspenseful start in January.
Oh, no!
What does that mean? What, like, it's like you wake up in the morning, you look outside, you're like, do I need a scarf?
Oh, no!
Do I need to wear my mittens?
Oh, jeez!
Will my car start?
How long will this go on? This drama.
It's so ridiculous. But, like, the truth of the matter is does anybody really put faith into the Farmer's Almanac? Do you get that? And you're like, well, this is the weather Bible.
I'm going to plan on this. Right. But vacation's going around this, the whole thing?
Well, it's funny because it said that the worst weather we're going to have is the last week of January into February.
I mean, is that really hard to say, though?
And we always have terrible
is
weather.
Is that hard to say?
Like,
because everybody's done with winter by that time, too. So it's emotional as much as it is scientific. You're like, this is the worst January ever.
Well, then I said maybe I should plan our vacations like the last week of January, February, because then we could be gone when it's the worst weather.
All right.
But then I'm like, do we really put that much faith into the Farmer's Almanac?
Right, then we get stuck somewhere else. Or what if your flight doesn't work because it's so terrible because farmers said this?
That's right. Also, they say that winter is going to linger through March, which I feel like is a really safe bet because it's been lingering through June. It doesn't get hot till like August anymore.
I was going to say, unless they do something radical like winter is going to go until August.
It feels like the same people writing horoscopes for the local newspaper might be involved in this Farmer's Almanac publishing.
Right.
I mean, just keep it vague, all right? Use terms like, hey.
Polar coaster.
It'll be bad.
Right. It's going to be suspenseful start in January.
You won't like that. Oh, I wasn't ready for that one, man.
Yeah.
Buckle up, everybody. The polar coaster's on the way.
Yep. This coming March, I've been married 15 years to my loving husband. And you would think at this point, if he had a simple task to do, like bring me home ice cream, he wouldn't screw it up. Right?
Frame this out for me. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. So you text him randomly and say, bring me home ice cream, or call him?
No, so I've been trying to eat healthy and that whole thing and trying to get rid of the baby weight, but I always give myself like one big cheat thing that I want.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, I had decided I was going to have ice cream on Sunday.
What is the regularity of the cheat, by the way? Is it once a day? Is it once a week? Is it what is it?
It's usually like one special thing that I really want.
Yeah, but you didn't put a time on it. I just asked you for a time.
I mean,
how often does this cheat thing happen?
Maybe once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Know, something like that.
I mean, that sounds like a good number.
Yeah. And so I had been all week, you know, and if you've ever dieted before, you know, it's like, oh gosh. So I said, just bring me home a Sunday.
Right.
And he's like, okay.
You've been waiting all week for this.
Yeah.
All right. It's ascended to this moment.
And he brings me home a Sunday and like, what? It's all mixed together. He decided to get some kind of swirl special thing.
Oh, boy.
It's none of the flavors that I want. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, 15 years married, you don't know what kind of ice cream I like?
What is your favorite kind of ice cream, by the way?
It's peanut butter cup sundae.
Okay.
It's not extra fudge and peanut butter, if that's an option.
I mean, it seems like it's a pretty easy thing to remember. And it's a popular one. It's a popular choice.
It's not like it's really obscure.
Right.
I've been eating, like, that's the thing. Here's what makes me more crazy.
Okay.
It's also his favorite. So we share it all the time.
Again, easier to remember. If you meet somebody with the same name as you, you're not supposed to forget their name by the end of the party.
Well, exactly. So when he brings home, so he's going through the bag and he's handing out the sundaes, right?
And he thinks it's a happy time for everybody.
He takes
it. Look at I'm the hero.
And then I did such the girl thing. I'm even embarrassed to admit it. He starts eating his Pierce's peanut butter cup sundae.
Right in front of you.
And then he hands
me smell it.
The nonsense that he got concocted that he thought that I would enjoy.
Right.
And then I go,
the swirl with gummy worms.
What is this?
Right.
What is? And then he looked at me like in a panic.
Right.
You want to trade? No, I don't want to trade. Even though, of course, I wanted to.
Of course, you wanted to trade.
But now
right.
it's like a matter of principle.
Well, right. But you also want him to throw himself on the fire as he hands you the sundae. His sundae. You want him to throw and beg for mercy.
So then I started thinking about it. I go, this should be the ice cream challenge. So this is what the ice cream challenge is. Text your significant other right now and just ask them. I'm going to pick you up some ice cream.
Right.
All right. Go pick me up some ice cream. What flavors are you getting? 6:37
in the morning. Right. I'll do that.
What kind of flavor are you going to get me?
Yeah, I know
and
what my wife eats.
Just see if they know.
I know what my wife eats. And I know this.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I always have to get it. So I know 100% what she gets.
What does she get?
She gets the large Reese's. Well, she gets the medium. I get the large. She gets the Reese's Pieces Sundae at Friendly's, but it's got to have tons of extra peanut butter. They never put enough extra peanut butter sauce in there.
Okay.
And with vanilla ice cream, she does not like the whipped cream or the cherry. She doesn't want the marshmallow top. She likes the whipped cream, but not the marshmallow top.
Okay.
So they use the marshmallow top for the large. I'm the large guy.
I get it.
Our orders are similar.
Producer Christian, do you know what your girlfriend would get for ice cream?
I absolutely do. It's a red velvet sundae with sprinkles, but she doesn't call them sprinkles. She calls them jimmies because she's weird.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what they call them in different places.
Well, I was going to say.
They call it in Massachusetts, that too. And where's she from? Kansas?
Kansas, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently Massachusetts and Kansas.
The first time I ever heard her say jimmies, I was like, you want what?
Right. Watch your mouth, lady. This is a family restaurant.
My name's Christian.
So if you go to our Facebook page right now, we put up a sample. Text your significant other. If you were going to get me an ice cream, what would you get? And then you can post pictures of their response and let us know if they're right. And it's funny, the responses that we've been getting. So Michelle says her husband asks her every single time what kind of ice cream, even though she's eaten the same thing for years. But she says it's no big deal. Don't sweat the small stuff. Robert says he knows exactly what to get his wife, vanilla ice cream. And he better know, otherwise it'd be a problem.
Wow. Well,
first of all,
threats involved with Sunday pickup.
All right. And hold on. Here's my favorite, because Christy gets it. I've been with my husband for 25 years, married almost 19. He still doesn't get me flavor. He still gets me flavors I do not care for. It drives me nuts.
Right. You have to text that. I have my wife text it to me every time, so I can literally hold the phone up in front of the registrar's face and just go, look, this is right here.
That's what she wants.
And then I want somebody to take a photo of me showing the phone to the person at the register in case it comes back and it's unsatisfactory. So it's not my fault.
All right. If you want to take part of the ice cream challenge, text your significant other and then head to our Facebook page and post their response. Did they get it right?
In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
We get it. There's plenty of bad news out there in the world from day to day. It's easy to find nowhere where you go. But we like to make time for nothing but good news here at a certain time every single day. And in Raven, it's real easy for you to chime in. 1-800-330-9999. Just tell us something good.
Producer Christian went to go find good news. Here's what he came back with.
When I first moved here, like 10 years ago, I had to take the bus. I was standing at the wrong bus stop for a very long time. I had no idea. And there was a homeless man who was pretty entertaining. He was yelling obscenities at a lot of people passing by.
Okay.
I kind of just kept to myself. He asked me questions. I pretended not to know any answers. And eventually, he offered me a sandwich. I did not take the sandwich.
Ooh, okay.
Is there never a time when somebody offers you a sandwich and if you don't know them, you take that sandwich?
If I saw them make the sandwich, I mean, I go to sandwich places and sandwich food truck, that type of thing, but I get to watch them make that sandwich, all right? If somebody strange came up to me and was having conversations with people that were non-existent, screaming at things, screaming things at people.
Maybe you would avoid their sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
She continues.
I mean, I got a little more comfortable with him as time went by, and he asked me, like, where are you going? And I told him where I was going, and he goes, oh, you're at the wrong bus stop. And I trusted him for some reason, and I was like, well, where do I need to go? And he grabs my hand,
oh boy,
and he runs me four blocks down the street. I was very, very much in the wrong location, and he's, like, pushing people out of the way. He's like, move, move. And he gets me to the bus right before it leaves. He puts me on the bus. And then he bangs on the window after I sit down, and he tells me that he loves me and that he should adopt me. Mm. I turned down his proposal. Now I know exactly which bus to take. Yeah, I don't know where he is, but I hope he's helping other people get to their bus stop.
It's such a weird story, but so awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a crazy world out there, you know?
Yeah.
And you never know who and what will help you out in one circumstance or another. Here's the thing. Even if I'm not eating that sandwich, I'll tell you right now, I'm not eating that sandwich. But
still
I'm
offered it.
But I'm engaging in conversation over the sandwich and so forth. It's that human element that we all connect on.
You ever have that opportunity to, like, somebody asks you for directions and you're so proud of yourself? Like, you go to the next light, you take a left, and then you take a right again. I'm kind of like the man in this story, where I will give directions.
And you'll give accurate directions. Have you ever given the directions, and then they drive up, and then you remember that you forgot one thing?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes.
So I was just going to say, this one time, they were asking me how to get to Stanford Town Center, and I've driven to the Stanford Town Center a million times. I grew up in Stanford. And I gave the directions, and then after they took off, I'm feeling all proud
of
myself.
You're so proud of yourself. You're like, I'm a good person. I could have taken them somewhere else.
But then I thought, oh my gosh, I told them to take a left. They need to take a right. So you know what I did?
Right.
I followed them.
Come on.
I followed them. They must have
in
thought
a car
I was insane.
Or you ran
no,
after them?
No, in my car. I followed them, and I'm waving out the window. And
oh,
I'm waving,
you're terrible.
And I pull along the side. I go, I told you to take a left. It was like, you got to go right. You got to go right.
Why are you breathing heavy if you're driving?
Because it was like a panic mode. You know, like when you're in panic mode and you're immediately like you break a sweat?
Well,
I felt bad, but you want to know what? They got to the mall, so everything was cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, glad it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Zara was having a sale. 1-800-330-9999. Share your story.